Doug Martin's a name that I want to talk about because I know Corey, for one, he doesn't fool with Doug Martin. He's not a thing. He's suspended for the first couple of games of 2017, much like Kenneth Dixon is, who we're going to get to in just a second. But Doug Martin, the only time we've talked about him, seemingly, is in reference to Jaquizz Rodgers, because I know how high Corey is on Jaquizz Rodgers. But the Tampa Bay Bucs did nothing to address their running game situation. Yeah, Quiz is back, and Charles Simmons is healthy, but overall, they've done nothing. And you read everything, of course, this offseason, that Doug Martin's in the best shape of his life.
They did draft a running back, right?
Did they?
They draft Jeremy McNichols, but he's a third down type back.
He's a third down back. He's another Jaquizz Rodgers. Ultimately, this team did nothing to seriously fix the running back problems. They didn't bring in Adrian Peterson. They didn't bring in an Eddie Lacy, a Latavius Murray, anything like that. They brought nothing besides, you know, a third down back. And to me, I read these, okay, Doug Martin's in the best shape of his life. He's sober now. His mind is clear. And you read all of that.
I didn't know he had a drinking problem.
He's suspended for it. Oh, yeah.
I thought he was suspended for, okay, my bad.
No, he's suspended for a drinking problem.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So, he's sober now. He's clear. He went to rehab. Everything's totally different for Doug Martin. And now here he is, suspended for the first few games. And nobody really wants, at least from my understanding, nobody really wants Doug Martin. Scott, let me go to you here first. Are you part of that crowd that nobody wants Doug Martin?
I think every player at some point, you know, well, you'll take him in a draft, but yeah, you know, Martin is inconsistent and unreliable even when he's playing. So I'm not big on Doug Martin. You know, if I get him as my fourth RB, which maybe I won't, you know, I'll take a crack. But, yeah, I don't know that I'm in on any of these Tampa Bay running backs. This team is going to be throwing a heck of a lot.
They are going to throw a heck of a lot. But at some point, I think they are going to try to run the ball as well. And someone's going to score touchdowns, I think. So, Matt, I know where Corey stands on Doug Martin. I know you're not a big fan of him either. But at some point, as Scott said, you're interested in everybody at the right price. What's the right price for you and Doug Martin right now?
It's got to be double digits. Right now, he's going like the end of the eighth, beginning of the ninth. I don't know. He's had two good seasons, as Corey says. He's a guy that's going to need the volume. When he got 1,400 yards in both those years, he had, I think, over 300 carries 1 year and just under 300 two seasons ago. This is a guy coming off of rehab for drinking, as you previously mentioned. He's going to miss the first three or four games. I think it was four. Did he get reduced to three?
I'm not sure.
But whatever, three or four games. I think this is going to be a more pass-happy offense. As we've seen with Winston, he's thrown 4,000 yards pretty much the last two seasons, around 600 attempts he's gotten close to. I think that expands. I don't know. He's not a guy for me. I'm not a Doug Martin believer. I know he does have some support out there. Some people do really like him late. I mean, I don't think it's a bad pick if you take him there. I'm probably going to go in a different direction, though.
I'm definitely going to go in a different direction. I like the fact that you can get Quiz so much later on. People are so not up on it. He's going undrafted right now. He's going to be the starting running back for at least the first three or four games of the season. I don't see Doug Martin coming in there and putting Jaquizz Rodgers on the bench.
So I think we said that last year, too, when Jaquizz Rodgers like carried the ball 40 times that game. And we're like, all right, Jaquizz Rodgers isn't going to go to the bench. And he did.
What do you mean he did go to the bench?
When Doug Martin was supposedly coming back last year, didn't Jaquizz Rodgers, who rushed like 40 times one game, then eventually go to the bench?
Doug Martin only played 30 games last year.
He had 30 carries for 101 yards against Carolina. Then he had 26 for 154 against the 49ers. But then he was down to 19 against Oakland. And then all of a sudden, against San Diego, he was down to 7. I think this could be a timeshare / committee when it's all said and done.
Right. And I tend to agree with that. But Doug Martin, as Matt just said, he's going about the eighth round, end of the eighth round, you said. And you wanted him to go in the 10th in order to get him.
Yeah, I mean, it's the way that I set up my teams, it's all about how you do it. I mean, if you want to get him as somebody with depth, okay, I'm fine with that. But I might be taking a Sam Perine at that point.
Okay.
I think he has a chance. I like that offense better. I just think there's too much baggage with Doug Martin. And, you know, or maybe I'm getting my tight end at that point. You know, I'd rather have a Kyle Rudolph at that spot where Doug Martin's going, a guy that I know is going to be very involved in that offense, a guy who's going to be a red zone target, a guy that Sam Bradford relies on. So I consistently say you start your team off. I try and go best player. I like to go wide receiver heavy. So as I'm setting it up, I'm gonna look at things a little different. You know, at that point in the draft, I'm probably going for a tight end.